These are the top stories on ABC News. A former New South Wales Liberal staffer says her request for an internal investigation into an alleged sexual assault by a party colleague went nowhere. Dania Marni is one of two women who've claimed they were assaulted while working for the Liberal Party. Federal Liberal Minister Michaela Cash says the women should go to the police. A large-scale manhunt in Canada's Manitoba province for two teenagers wanted for the murder of three people, including an Australian man, has entered its eighth day. Police have withdrawn from the remote community of York Landing, where Bryce Migelski and Cam McLeod had reportedly been seen. Authorities say they haven't been able to confirm the sighting. North Korea has reportedly fired multiple unidentified projectiles. South Korea's news agency says they were launched from South Hamgyong province on North Korea's east coast. It follows a test of two new short-range ballistic missiles by the kingdom last week. Two millionaires have left behind the largest bequest in the Australian National University's history. In the months before they died, a couple left $10 million to the ANU in Canberra to fund research into a rare and currently incurable autoimmune disease. Researchers say it could lead to real breakthroughs in the study of the disease.